Copies of the 1957 Outer Harbor land transfer between the City of Buffalo and the NFTA show the cost for the 385 acres was $2. So Higgins says the land should go to the Harbor Corporation for the same amount. But NFTA Executive Director Kimberly Minkle says the true cost was closer to $2 million, and over the years the authority invested another $10 million in the property. Minkle says any money from a future land transfer would be reinvested wisely.
That money goes back to the NFTA so that we can continue to provide transit service to the riding public.
Higgins says it's unreasonable for the NFTA to want anything from another government authority for the mostly vacant land, given the fact that an NFTA report shows the property needs $30 million in repairs.
Rehabilitation of the breakwall, dredging of the harbor, site improvements, new restaurant facilities. So if they get out of the way, we can invest the money that we would otherwise give to them in waterfront access for Buffalo. So that's a public benefit that would come from this transaction.
Minkle points out the NFTA already issued a formal request for proposals for the property. The deadline's Monday, and they'll be presented to the board at the end of January. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.